back. Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You, but more importantly, this is the Christina Liu Show at this point in time. Okay? And we've had Iris attest to it, Will attest to it. We had two wonderful guests on this morning.
We did indeed, but we always do.
It's the truth. Really, really. I mean, Antonio, the work she's been, the research and the information she's sharing is tremendous. You know,
Antonia,
excuse me. No, thank you. And then deep as a physician, you know, it's two important things you need. You need somebody who cares, and you can see that boy does, boy, young man. And at the same time, is knowledgeable. So and you don't pay attention. And Iris was the one who brought it out one of those nuggets. Exercise. I had no idea about the oxygenation of the eye. That something like exercising is beneficial to that too.
When you think.
Yeah, go. That's okay.
When you think how small the eyes are, okay? Because so many other parts of your body demand the oxygen.
Right.
And this is not getting it as much. So you have, now you have to do it like with intention rather than just saying, oh, you know, I'm doing all the, this is an intention.
Right. That's true. And so that's the benefit of this show. But this is the real benefit of this. But actually, since we were talking about the eyes, the eyes are one of the senses. Mm-hmm. And actually, that's what would be a good thing. We should have somebody representing all five senses.
I like that.
That'd
be a great,
you know. Can we do more? Let me see. The mouth would be a dentist.
We have ear doctors, yes.
Touch, that would be a dermatologist.
Mm-hmm.
Skin, what I got everybody? Oh, and nose. Is there a nose doctor?
Of course, yeah. ENT.
ENT.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah. So that's the five senses.
There you go. I like it.
Now, Iris, what else is significant about a number five?
My son was born in the fifth month of the year.
Oh,
really?
That's great, too.
Mm-hmm. It's birthday. That's
he's a
birthday.
A
we're working it. We're working. We're working the Sesame Street element here.
I just had a birthday in March.
Okay. Oh, well, happy belated birthday.
And
thank
Christina
you.
Has one in 5 days.
Oh, what's the exact date on that?
April 3rd.
April 3rd. Yes. I will remember
I'm an Aries baby.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes. Aries. An Aries baby. Why are you even saying it with gusto, whatever expression? And I'm an Aries baby.
Wow, I like that. But, you know,
and
how
long have you been married now?
Since
5 years.
Yeah, it'll be 5 years.
So, yeah, I'm up on
Are you serious?
Yeah, and we've been together for, like, 16 years.
Oh,
that
really?
I didn't know, but I can't.
It's like a life sentence.
Married
already? Yep. 5 years.
May 5th. Right,
there's another five.
Yep,
because I saw it.
There's another five.
Right, absolutely.
That's right.
You know, I met my wife when she was 14.
Aww.
And it's the same thing when you're
that's
saying
cute.
16
yeah.
years.
It's like a long.
And we got married. Well, no, we got married like 7 or 8 years later. But
Wow.
That
is. It's me and the J-Lo.
What do you call them? Not Moosh.
My Moosh.
Yeah, it is Moosh. Okay.
Yep, my little Mooshu. But yes, wow, so five. And I actually like, on a side note, the idea of the five senses. I think that was a wonderful idea that came. See, wonderful things come out of my birthday countdown. We're just making magic happen for the countdown.
Magic.
That's right. But, you know, the show really today was really, really wonderful. We've had Antonio on a bunch of times on the show.
Making magic, but we have to just keep our fingers crossed that Dan goes along with the magic.
I know, right? Absolutely. But, you know, and Dr. Deep was great, too, and excited to be on the – and it's important, the topic of eyes. And, you know, the body is such an amazing – because I was sitting there thinking the same thing about exercising. Because, you know, you take for granted all these things. You know, you just like the hustle and bustle of life. You're not actually thinking about how all these little things, you know, affect your body and your senses and your eyes and your different parts.
And also, I just want to reiterate, if I might,
sure.
about – these are very serious things.
Absolutely.
You know, we lose our independence. Yeah. We lose our ability to watch a television program, to go to the theater. Yeah. I mean, all sorts of things.
Of course.
But remember what he did say about the vitamins, the ARADs, ARAD 2. ARAD 2. They also sell ARAD, but this is ARAD 2 that has two particular ingredients whose names I meant to ask him how to pronounce.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness. They're long and they're tongue twisters. Okay. But it's ARADS, too. And the other vitamins are necessary. Omega-3 and omega-3s, you know, are fatty acids. Mm-hmm. And they should be kept either in the refrigerator or the freezer. Because if you don't, they're oils. They can get rancid and you can do yourself great harm.
That's definitely
way.
A good thing to mention. Absolutely. You know? Yeah, it's important.
Yeah, and probiotics, again, there is talk now, it's in the research stage about the gut affecting
I believe, absolutely, eyes.
It affects infants and babies' ears. They're constantly getting earaches, and doctors are giving them antibiotics, but the antibiotic is not going to the gut, so naturally they're constantly on antibiotics, and we know the danger of that, the seriousness of being on antibiotics all that time. And truly, if you are at risk, you need to go to the doctor more than once a year, because you are your advocate. Your doctor is there with the knowledge, but you should be coming in with questions, because we all don't know everything, to be sure.
No, you know, and it's actually a good thing. We've had a bunch of doctors on, and we've done these segments. We're talking to your doctor, and I find them so beneficial. Because, you know, you really, and the doctor actually likes the fact that the patient would be prepared with direct questions, you know, and to get that dialogue
forming.
Yes,
may I just emphasize that for a moment again? You come in with your questions. No question is stupid.
Yeah.
It pertains to you and it needs to be addressed. Because too often today, a doctor has one foot out the door.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I mean literally.
Yeah. Right, I agree.
Okay. So
no,
you need to keep his
thing.
Attention on you. You're not going there to pay him a holiday call, you know, or to do any countdowns to your birthday.
Yeah, right. No, absolutely. So listen, that's what we're all about, you know, this show, Project Independence, North Hempstead in general, at the bottom line, is all about preparing, you know, because unfortunately emergencies do happen, but things that are in our control and preparing for things and, you know,
and
being educated.
Up.
Yeah, absolutely. Is certainly important. And on this topic of, you know, staying prepared and getting your screenings, we have our St. Francis Hospital cardiac screening van.
Oh, okay.
You know, we've been partnered with St. Francis for a while now, and the next one is going to be on my birthday, April 3rd, at Clinton G. Martin Park. So you could actually visit me.
5 days away.
It's at my office. So I'll be there. So if you want to pop in, say happy birthday, you know, I will be there. I know. Listen, I don't know if that'll work. You know, they're doing diabetes screening. I don't know.
And laughter, as they say, is
the best
medicine.
I agree. I completely agree with that. But you can get your blood pressure. You can get a simple blood test for cholesterol. And they also give you education and referrals as needed, obviously. And what's great about this, you do not need to schedule an appointment. You can just show up. You know, there's no cost. Cool. And you just literally, you see the van in the parking lot and you can hop on the van. That is April 3rd. And that's at Clinton G. Martin Park in New Hyde Park. And on April 5th, there'll be another one at the Port Washington Senior Center. And that'll be from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And then following that will be on April 12th at Magnolia Gardens, and that's over in Westbury. So the van stops all throughout different locations, but those are the ones that are coming up in April. So I recommend everyone, if you're in the area, to check it out, which I think would certainly be amazing. We also have our caregiver support group that's always looking for members, our wonderful gerontologist, Gail Sellis, who's also our veterans caseworker in addition to that. She does an amazing job in these groups. And I think it's a wonderful thing, you know, if you are a caregiver for your spouse, to come in, meet new people and to kind of, share your feelings and what you're going through, because I think that's the most important thing. So that's April 4th and 18th. So they're always looking for members for that as well.
Is it like a support group?
It is. It's a support group. Yep. And, you know, she's been
it's wonderful.
Doing it for years upon years. And people really, you know, there's different. You're not committed to go forever. You know, you can go as needed too. So it's just important. We're just trying to get people
an outlet.
And to get information too. You know, I think that's really beneficial in all these things, because you're walking away with different resources that you did not have before. So you're walking away with a lot of golden nuggets, as Iris would say. And we also have a bunch of our social groups that are, you know, meeting. And I think it's safe to say we're fully in spring. We've been tiptoeing around it now, but I think, you know, my husband did the spring cleanup, so I said we are fully in spring. Yes, I put him to work. He was off yesterday and today, so he was.
The other night, just quickly, we were watching some show on TV. I don't even know what it was, but it was DVR'd. And the commercial came.
Oh, with like about
and
snow?
And it said, Norris to come. And I said, oh, my God, this is ridiculous.
That's happened to me on numerous occasions as well, yes. I told Jay, I said, plant those, you know, spring flowers. Like, let's, you know, fully embrace spring now. So I'm going to do it. You know, I think we are safe. So it is now good weather, and I encourage people to get out there and to join a bunch of our different social groups that we have going on.
And speaking of mm-hmm. spring flowers, doesn't Clark Gardens, Clark Buchanan, don't they have something at this
they
time
do.
Of the year?
They do. It's actually, you know, we they offer a bunch of different courses. It's in one of my many pages of paper here somewhere. And I really encourage people, you know, to go there because that is one of our little hidden gems in the community. And you're able to, you can take walks around there too. There are classes as well that are there. A bunch of home sustainability classes that are there. So there's one about yard care. And this is actually a new class that they've never offered before. And you could find out how to make your yard more sustainable by saving water, creating a wildlife habitat, using alternatives to pesticides, applying fertilizer properly, and more. It's a free class. It's going to be on Saturday, April 14th at 10 a.m. You could also go to Build a Rain Garden, which teaches you how to reduce stormwater pollution and flooding and purify your drinking water. You know, it's really amazing. All these different things, the impact that it could have if everyone kind of played their part, what could happen, you know, and benefit our environment. You know, I hear so often people say, oh, you know, what is, if I do it, like, what is it going to change anything? But, you know, if everyone did a little something, it can go a long way. So that is Saturday, May 19th, and also going to be offered in September, but we don't want to think about September. That's way too far away.
We can't count that.
That's right. We're pushing that way. I don't want to think about fall. Native plant gardening class will be there too, and recycle the rain with a rain barrel and learning how to compost, which John and I were talking about last week because we're always very tempted to like get into the composting realm of things. But this will teach you how to do all these things. So you can call 869-6311. And they also have wonderful staff at Clark Garden, too, that could explain about all the plants. And you know, there's beautiful trees there and the flowers that bloom there
as well. Can you stop by and ask a question like you do at, what is it, Cornell?
Yeah, so if she's there, I forget what her name is.
That's the luck of it. Yes, yeah. You can ask a question. But
you can just stop by.
She might be off shopping or something.
Right.
Okay, but otherwise you can just stop by and ask a question.
And I really encourage people. You know, I know a lot of... a lot of our seniors, like just the walks they do there, it's just a very peaceful, it's quiet, it's not busy, you know, which is just really nice. And I encourage people to utilize the beautiful parks that are in our community because I think it's definitely something worth doing.
I'm just going to actually, Iris doesn't know this, but I'll share. Like I always keep a nice backyard and I did flowers over the years. Then it kind of got overgrown and I started fixing it. And, you know, you hit an age, I don't want to do it. It was Christina's husband, Jay, who... is a landscape designer. Oh. He came in and he said, what do you want? And I tried explaining what I want. And I'm fussy. Literally, I said, just do what you want at one point. And I got a gorgeous backyard. And he was supposed to do the front last year. I never got to it. But this year, I want to do the front. But really, a shout out to Moose.
Well, he is.
Do you want to put
he's
his
very
name?
Talented.
Do you want to give his telephone number?
Please, she'll be getting all kinds of phone calls for other reasons. but... You know, it really is. It's one of his. He's very talented. He's very creative with the outside.
Yeah, creative. Oh, yeah.
I said, beautiful. I'm in charge of the creativity in the inside, and he's the creator of outside. Yeah. So we're
And when
we're
the flowers going. Start going, which is what I was trying to do, but I don't know the names of the things. As soon as it starts, I have color the entire summer.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just like all of a sudden something dies and there's nothing, then it's green. That's what happened. I did too many things that turned green.
Like the mimosa coming up yellow now.
Something is always blooming. Mm-hmm. It's just, you know.
I love it. I know it's fun. And listen, it makes you feel good too. I think it's, when you see that, it certainly brightens up the hustle
and sometimes it changes the
things.
Aroma around your house.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And speaking of, you know, keeping your positivity and your mind clear, we have these mindful coloring classes that we offer, Project Independence, that have been very, very successful because on top of it being kind of a creative outlet, it relieves stress, it improves your mood, and it's a good reason to socialize. So one of our social workers, Audrey Dinsdale, offers these classes over at the Roslyn Community Center, and that's going to be on April 12th and April 26th from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m., which is really wonderful. Those classes are also offered by two different staff people at the Yes We Can Community Center, and that's on Fridays from 2:30 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. The next one is April 13th for that, too. And I encourage you to go. You know, you meet new people, you sit there, and it's not your basic coloring. I mean, these are really intensive, fine detailed, that keeps your brain sharp because that's what I think is
some people are not morning people. There are a lot of things, mm-hmm. There are a number of things
Absolutely.
That can be done, just as you said, this class is a two or something or other.
Absolutely. So, you know, we just like to give out the options there. And we said there's really no reason anybody could say they're bored or doesn't have anything to do because there are certainly a lot of things being
offered. Just call 311.
Absolutely. For all of these things. 311 has all of our information, and or they could, you know, connect you to a staff person as well for that. We also have, you know, our World in Motion group. That's a wonderful volunteer, Martha Cohen. It's a current events discussion group that we have over at Clint G. Martin Park, and that's April 17th. It's coming back from 2:30 p.m. to 3:30 p.m.
Good.
So, yeah, we're still
cooking. We can go.
Let me get one else. And then another current events group is offered at Yes We Can Community Center, and that's Fridays also at 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. from April 13th. It kicks off over there.
When I tell everybody, go by and give it a shot. You have nothing to lose. You don't like the class, the course, the conversations.
Right.
You leave. It's no obligation. But we have heard, and I'm sure you're the same as everybody else, you've gone to one of these things. All of a sudden, even just somebody caught your eye, you started talking to the person, and she knows something that you know, and then you got a friend.
Yeah, absolutely.
Very few people have ever come back saying, I went to a class.
Yeah,
an old acquaintance or something.
I mean, a new acquaintance.
Yeah.
Everybody doesn't become your friend.
Yeah. No, of course not.
But an acquaintance is nice things, too, to have a chat.
Right, agree. And then you can talk about the others.
That's
always that you
that's
need somebody.
That's an encouragement to make more and more acquaintances.
That's right.
You got to be friends with them all. They're going to talk about you. Nevertheless, we're going to take a break. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.